Travel is a lot of fun for me. I hope it is for you. Sometimes, though, the stress and the hassle of planning the trip and trying to get a good flight at a decent price can make it less than enjoyable, shall we say. Larry Mueller here again. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we visit next with Rick Cini. Rick is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. Been with us many, many times. He helps us navigate the world of airfares, keeps you and I informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Larry.
You have an article on FareCompare.com on your site. It's entitled Thanksgiving Travel, an all-day event. And it can be a really difficult travel day, can't it?
It can be one of the toughest travel days. We went back and looked at 5 years of history of delays and cancellations, especially on the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday after. And on average, about one in four of us will be delayed or canceled.
Oh.
And so basically you have to sort of prepare for that potential eventuality, and not only for you yourself, but if you're visiting somebody and you don't want them heading out in a snowstorm if your plane's not going to make it. So it's not only you flying, but it's those people picking you up at the airport as well.
And really, how many people fly on over that Thanksgiving holiday?
Around the whole holiday season, it would be somewhere around 16 million people.
So 4 million people at least are going to be stuck.
Somewhere, yeah. I mean, well, delays could be 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so. So there's several things you can do to sort of mitigate this. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've gone through probably every possible bad thing that could happen at an airport.
Yeah. Well,
and so hopefully we can alleviate some of that as we chat today.
Yeah. Give us a few tips on what to do here.
Well, a couple things that you need to do is many people have already purchased their tickets, I hope. And, you know, as you get closer to the day of travel, airlines sometimes will change your flight times. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I've seen them change up to an hour. So this weekend, as you get ready to prepare to go, be sure and recheck your reservation. Make sure they haven't changed your flight time. You don't want to get to the airport and find out that that's going to be an issue, or get up the day of and not know that it's an issue. The second thing you can do is you can sign up on the day of or the day before for flight status alerts on your flights. The airline sites, many of them have flight status alerts. It'll even send you a text message if you don't have a smartphone. I like to set them up for myself as well as anybody that's picking me up at the airport. So they both get a status message on their phone to know whether or not to pick you up at the airport. I think those are the two easy things you can do right away.
Yeah, and you know, this makes common sense in a
well,
way.
Well, the common sense doesn't happen on the holidays.
But what if you get an alert and it says, okay, it's delayed an hour. Do you see, now if it's me and I hear it's delayed an hour, I'm still going to go anyway.
Yeah, well, you actually have to. So that's part of the problem, right? So if you get an alert, it says your flight is delayed 3 hours, and you actually have to go at the original time, because your flight can become undelayed if they find an aircraft, or for whatever reason they miscalculated the time. And if you miss that flight, that's basically like missing a flight anytime, and then you'll be stuck in line with those people trying to get out of town. Not only that, you'll be paying a $200 change fee on most airlines, and the difference in price in the last minute ticket. You absolutely still want to head out to the airport at the same time, or you can call in and cancel the flight. Clearly, if you're in a blizzard or something and the airport's shut down, then you want to sort that out.
I've done a lot of traveling at this time of the year, and you know, you're being careful about what you take sometimes. There are things you can take through security and things you can't take through security.
Yeah, the good news is snow globes are okay now. As long as it's under 4 ounces. The things that you can't take, jellies and jams, they will confiscate those. You know, there's a 3.4-ounce rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of crazy. We have actually a list on our site. You can take knitting needles. It looks like, you know, a sharp instrument, but you can't take other things. So there's a whole list on our website of the common things that people get confiscated at the airport. So just be careful. Anything that even remotely looks like a liquid or a gel, they're going to confiscate. A lot of food gets confiscated this time of the year.
You know, I just burst out laughing as I was reading your piece. I burst out laughing when I found that to my amazement, you can't take a cattle prod.
You'd be surprised what you can and can't take. So,
Oh my goodness. You can take
antlers. You can take all sorts of stuff on. They have a really cool list we've compiled from the different airlines on what you can and can't take.
Oh, man. I thought, who in the world would take a cattle prod?
You'd be surprised what they try to take through security. I've chatted with lots of, as I've interviewed for my ABC and USA Today columns, TSA officers, and many times they forget. They carry water bottles through, or they carry something through that they don't. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you do it all the time, you're gonna forget sometime and carry something you wouldn't want to do. I know my father-in-law used to carry a pocket knife all the time until it got confiscated at the airport.
And especially a favorite pocket knife, that would not be good.
Yeah. So anyway, I end up replacing that one, and he never takes it to the airport again.
Rick Seney of faircompare.com, our guest. Questions? Join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post a question or comment on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Danny in Green Bay, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. My wife and I are taking our honeymoon to southern Germany at the very end of March, first week of April. And we live in Green Bay. We want to get there the most economical way possible, but it's also our honeymoon, so we don't want to be sitting in 12-hour layovers in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So first of all, you're in Green Bay. You're going to pay a little bit of a premium if you want to connect. Typically, you'll connect either in Minneapolis or Chicago to make your way to Frankfurt, which is the most popular airport in Germany. I have family all over southern part of Germany, and I just got back from there recently. My wife is half Austrian, so they cross the border back and forth there. So your best bet is to, when what we've done many, many times, is go in to Munich. Into Frankfurt. You can take a flight to Munich. It's like taking a 30-minute flight, or you can take the train. It takes about 4.5 hours, so you make your decision there. But you're going to make multiple stops there, so sometimes a train is actually sort of a nice break. You're looking at prices dropping for wintertime travel all the way through March 23rd. So the time you're going is the first price increase that goes for spring travel. And then it goes up again in May. So at least you're hitting that sort of cheaper time frame. Your ticket price for a coach ticket should be around $1,050. That's what price you should shoot for a round trip.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Jan in Appleton, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to be going to Arizona in January, leaving January 9th. I want to use Allegiant Air out of Appleton, direct to Phoenix or Mesa, whatever airport.
Sure.
And I started looking at fares in early October, and the one way out there has been like a low of 186 to a high of 283 when the return flight pretty steady between $80 to $100. I'm not exactly sure when I should purchase my ticket. Do you have any experience with the
Weekend? You're heading out next October, right?
No, in January.
Okay, in January. So is it early January or in mid January?
January 9th, because they only fly on
sure.
Fridays and whatever.
They only have one flight a week or two flights a week on Allegiant.
Right. So January 9th is the day that I'm flying out.
Yeah, so that typical price, and of course that's probably that'll be the only flight out of that particular airport, is going to range from nearby airports around $280 round trip approximately. So it sounds like that return flight in the $80 to $100 range, that's definitely something you would snap up one way. The other one that's $180 out, I'd be waiting maybe another week or so, but I wouldn't wait too much past the end of November before I bought my ticket on Allegiant.
There you go.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Sure.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Carol in River Falls. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I'm going to be traveling to Florida and going to be staying there for a couple months. I would like to carry on my small sewing machine, and this is on Delta. Can I do that?
You know, that's interesting. I think you will be able to take it through security. How small is it?
Does it fit under a seat?
Yes, it does.
I grew up in the sewing machine business with my father. That's why I do computers today.
Oh.
So I do believe you can take it through. If it's one of the smaller varieties, the home varieties, if it's the industrial size model, I you probably won't be able to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, if you want to be sure, do you contact
Delta?
Yeah,
no. What you can do, the best thing to do is just to send a note to the customer service folks at Delta. Here's what I would do, actually. I'd set up, if you have a Twitter account or a Facebook account, I would just post the message. You'll get a response in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's
They
good.
Actually have more people that know what they're doing manning the Twitter feeds than they do the people manning the phones.
And I think we have time. Doug in Middleton, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling because my daughter is planning a trip to Sao Paulo, Brazil in early June. She's in her mid-20s, so she's, a young woman. And I was just kind of curious, I guess a couple questions. Best day of the weeks to travel cost-wise? When is the best time to book? I guess are the main questions.
Sure, okay. A couple things, yeah. So I just got back from Sao Paulo a couple months ago. They have what's called weekend and midweek pricing. So if you travel Monday through Thursday, it's about $30 each way cheaper than if you travel on the weekend. So that's your first step. If you do it on half your trip, that's okay as well. Typically, you want to start shopping about 4.5 to 5 months before departure. I think you said June, right?
Right.
Right.
So you're a little bit early right now. The ticket prices are, and the most prominent airline that goes into Sao Paulo is American Airlines.
Okay.
And so that means you would probably connect in Chicago or leave from the Chicago area, depending on what airport your closest airport is. Many of those flights connect through Miami, so it could be a two-stop flight.
Right. And just a real quick follow-on question. I was considering deferring her cost by using her frequent flyer ticket to maybe get her to Miami or something like that. But just looking at the fares today anyway, it doesn't seem to have a big difference.
Yeah, there's not going to be a huge difference, especially if you're leaving out of Chicago. The average ticket price that time of year, remember that's their winter time down there, is going to be a little bit cheaper in the $1,250 to $1,400 range.
There we go. And thanks a lot, Doug, for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Are you planning to travel by air? Rick Steeney's got some help for you. We'll be back with him right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Travel's a lot of fun, but sometimes the stress and hassles of planning the trip and trying to get a good flight at a decent price can make it less enjoyable. Larry Miller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we visit with Rick Steeney. Rick is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. He helps us navigate the world of airfares and keeps us informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
And maybe tell us a little, for those who aren't familiar with FareCompare.com, talk a little bit about how you folks are organized.
Sure, yeah. FareCompare is an airline ticket comparison website. You can come and compare prices all around the world. We as well are a member of the Airline Ticket Stock Exchange. We're one of the handful of companies in the world that gets all the raw airfare data from over 500 airlines worldwide. We have our own software. It tells you when to buy, when prices drop, and so we'll send you emails whenever that occurs. So that's a great service that we provide.
We have lots of callers online. We have some emails. And an email from Crystal. If something is confiscated, this goes back to our security discussion, are you able to retrieve it later on? Like, let's say that neat pocket knife, if that's taken before the flight, is there any way to get it back?
So typically what they do, and there's been some vendors that sit outside of TSA, is they will let you box it up and send it back to yourself through the mail, right? So, but you have to have that time, an extra time at the airport to do that if you get something confiscated. Typically, it's basically a lost and found. But if you don't come back and retrieve it or can prove that it's yours at a later date, then it ends up going, there's one place down in Alabama where all that stuff ends up. Sometimes they donate it to charity. So you have to go back within the reasonable time period, and you have to be able to prove that it's yours.
Maureen in Oconomowoc has a question. Hi, Maureen. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I am wanting to travel to Oahu the first week in February out of Milwaukee.
So best airfare for that
sure.
time.
Let me take a quick look here. I'm just looking at the calendar.
Envious of you, Maureen.
I'm going to Hawaii soon, so I'm looking forward to that. So out of Milwaukee, during that time frame, are you planning on staying a week? How long are you planning on staying?
Seven to 10 days.
Yeah, so for basically an 8 or 9 day trip, the prices right now are averaging $800 for one stops. That means you would probably fly from Milwaukee to Chicago or Los Angeles or San Francisco and catch that one stop. If we look at two stops, the price drops by about $100 round trip. And you should be buying that ticket for February no later than mid-December.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, so much. So the next couple of weeks, really.
Yeah, no, it's as those mid-February tickets, especially if you can, as long as she stays away from President's Day weekend, that's when prices have a little bit of a blip. That's Valentine's Day weekend. She should be fine.
Gary in Chippewa Falls, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes, we're trying to get to north of Ithaca in the Bahamas in February. And as I look at things, I can't get there without an overnight stay. Is that a possibility yet?
Yeah, there's a problem when you go into the Caribbean, especially when you have connecting flights out of Charlotte or Atlanta. It's hard to get that flight from sort of the northwest area to the time of day where the flights. Those flights tend to be at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock in the day. And it's hard to get – you can't get a flight up early enough to make that connection. So there you should be – what airport are you flying out of?
Well, we can either go to Minneapolis or Chicago.
Yeah, so if you're going out of Minneapolis or Chicago, you should be able to make that connection in Miami where the connection times are a little bit later in the afternoon. So you should be able to find a one-stop.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep looking then. Thank you.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
And Linnell in Trempealeau, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, where are you headed?
To Sydney, Australia in February.
All right.
And we will be staying for 3 weeks.
Excellent.
And I'd like to know.
What airport are you flying out of?
Hopefully Minneapolis.
Okay, Minneapolis. Okay, so you said February time frame, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. Anytime.
Yeah.
So, in February.
So the prices right now are ranging around $1,800 round trip for that particular ticket. Let me take a quick look here. It does drop, so the prices drop dramatically on February the 1st. So it looks like prices have dropped pretty dramatically. So you're pretty good going in February. I'm looking to see if there's any particular days that you can go for a 21-day trip. Yeah, so all of them are averaging around $1,800. Now, let me give you a couple tips about going to Sydney. If you look at that same ticket from Los Angeles, it's averaging about $1,100 to $1,200. You have some more options. You have Virgin Australia flies out of there, so you could actually break up your ticket and fly to the West Coast, and that ticket might be $300, and you could find an $1,100 ticket, so you might save yourself about $400 each if you fly out of the West Coast. Look at Los Angeles and San Francisco, and then see if you can combine your trip.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's what we do all the time. We almost always when we fly anywhere to in the Asian area is buy a coach ticket into Los Angeles or San Francisco and then look at those flights because they tend to have sales out of those because they have much more people flying from there directly.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Linnell, and good luck. Have a great trip. And Dana in Edgerton, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys, I'd like to fly to Costa Rica around February 10th.
February the 10th, yeah. So you need to be shopping about right now. You can fly into San Jose or Liberia in Costa Rica. Do you have a choice there?
I think it's San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose is sort of in the middle part of Costa Rica. So Right now, what airport are you flying out of?
Probably Madison, but we could probably do Milwaukee or Chicago if we had to.
Yeah, so prices out of Chicago in that time frame are about $470 to $80 round trip. Actually, Spirit Airlines flies out of Chicago one stop through Fort Lauderdale for $400. Now, you'll have to make sure that you know all the different fees for Spirit. So in case you're taking large luggage, that ticket will be a lot more than $400 if you take Spirit. You also have Copa flying out of Chicago as well, that you can go. Continental flies in American as well, but they're about $150 more than Copa Airlines.
Copa?
And okay. it's a very good airline. So they do have a connection, a one stop in Fort Lauderdale. In the case of Copa, you would be flying with a connection with about an 8-hour connection. So nonstops out of Chicago in some cases are in that range of about 4.5 to 5 hours with a connection. You're looking at about a 7-hour trip.
Okay. Right? Yeah, good. And what would it be if I went out of Madison? How much more would it be?
Let me take a quick look. Out of Madison, the price jumps by about $450.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the difference between flying out of Chicago and Madison is not quite double.
Well, and just for kicks, what about Milwaukee?
Out of Milwaukee, the price is about $700, so about a 50%, about a 40% jump as opposed to an 80% jump.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. And you said about 450 then, was that it?
Yeah, out of Chicago. Connecting in sort of South Florida, yeah.
All right.
All right, well, thank you.
Yep. Sure. Thanks, Dana, for calling. And Dave in Packwaukee, your turn. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, and what can we do for you?
Well, we're hoping to fly to Dublin somewhere between the end of January and the end of March. We went a couple of years ago. We found a good, I think it was Aer Lingus, and for about $550 per person round trip. Checked recently online, and it was like $1,200.
Yeah, so how long are you going to stay?
Well, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so if you stay 2 weeks, there's a price drop to Dublin out of Chicago on January the 9th. So if you leave on January the 9th, you save about 15% more than if you leave on January the 8th. And the particular airline right now, they're all matching Aer Lingus at $708 round trip.
So about $150 more.
When you went before, the average fuel surcharge today is about $450. The average tax is $150. That puts you at $600 on average to Europe. So that means the actual fare for that particular route at $720 or $30 is about $80 each way.
You know, because Dave mentioned Ireland, just the other day, I once again got an email sort of advertisement for visiting many different places. And one was going to Ireland and staying at this fancy looking place. And with the airfare and everything else, it was like $850. And I thought, how can that possibly be?
Yeah, they probably are going to connect you somewhere through Istanbul. So be careful. The nice thing about that Aer Lingus flight, it's a nonstop. Actually, United is matching the price at about $750 round trip, but it's a one stop through Newark. So if you can take that Aer Lingus flight, it's much more convenient.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Fabian in Wausau, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi.
And what can we do for you?
I want to fly from Central Wisconsin Airport in Wausau, Wisconsin, to Fort Lauderdale the 14th of February and coming back March the 1st.
Yeah, so I'm looking there. So the 14th of February.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That's a Saturday, right? And coming back what day?
March the 1st.
Coming back all the way at the end of the month. Yeah, so the average price out of Wausau for that ticket Right now, the cheapest price is on American Airlines, one stop through Chicago. If you actually look at that ticket from Chicago itself, it is about $340.
Out
of Chicago.
Out of Chicago.
Yeah, so you're paying an extra premium of about $200 from flying out of Wausau.
So if I flew out of Mozanie, what would it cost me then?
$500 and some dollars.
$500 and some odd dollars.
Heck, should I book that right now?
That's not a bad price out of Wausau. I mean, I've seen the other price. That's on American Airlines. The United flight right now is running $780 one stop. So American has a pretty good sale on there. It's not a great price for the area. For, you know, if you were leaving from Milwaukee or Chicago, it'd be much cheaper. But from Wausau, definitely I would buy that ticket right now.
All right. Do it today, Fabian. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Bob in Franklin. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. My wife is planning to go to, it's called the Green Hawaiian Island. I don't know if it's Oahu or something else. December 26th or 7th, coming back early January, like the 4th. How is that looking for price?
Let's take a look. That's usually the super high season. So if you leave in that December time frame. December 27th from Chicago to Honolulu. How long is she going to stay? December 27th.
Probably about a week.
About a week. So that'd be about 7 days. Let's see.
Well, more than that. If it's the 26th or the 27th, you get almost a week to the 1st. Yeah, it'd be like 8 or 9 days.
Yeah, so that the average ticket price right now is around close to $1,100 round trip. American has one for $1,050 with a stop and that's for a one stop. If we look at two stops, the price it doesn't look like it drops too much. So if you looked at that same price in January, for example, the price is running about $750. So you're paying about a $300 or $400 premium for flying during the holidays.
Oh, well, you know, we're kind of stuck with it, so we should buy it right away, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking here at the prices. So if you leave on Saturday, December 27th for that particular flight, that's the most expensive day. If you leave on the 25th, it drops by about $80. And if you return on your return date, it looks like, your return date, you can actually get, in that $1,000 range, depending on what day you pick. There's several days where you can get it at $930 round trip.
There you go. Good luck, Bob. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And yeah, sounds like sometimes you don't have any choice.
Yeah, sometimes you do. I mean, if you're going to visit grandma, she expects you there for dinner. You just got to shop a little earlier, right? So airlines love you if you have a specific day and you procrastinate. So if you have a little flexibility, we might be able to get you in there a little bit cheaper. Or if you're willing to hang out on the West Coast on the way to Hawaii, tickets out of L.A. right now are running during that time frame about $550 round trip. It's a perfect time to use that free ticket to the West Coast.
Oh, absolutely. Larry in Trempolo, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Me and my wife want to go to London and then on to Paris in July, early part of July. We're thinking that since it's probably going to be like a last trip, that we would fly business class. And I'm interested in estimated prices, best time to buy tickets.
Sure.
And any other information?
Yeah, so business class tickets don't tend to change price very much. During that time frame, it's high season, so you're not going to see too many discounts going on. There are some travel agencies that specialize in business class tickets. I definitely would type business class into Google. Sometimes they can get anywhere from a 10 to 25% discount. But typically, the public price for those tickets would be in the out of Chicago nonstop, for example, would be in the $4,500 range each.
Okay.
And versus... coach class?
Coach would be in that range, would be around $1,250. So it's about three and a half times more for business class.
So round trip coach would be about $1,250?
About $1,250. Now, they have a premium economy on those flights, which is basically sort of like domestic first class where you don't have a lie flat seat. That typically runs about $1,800.
Premium economy. Wow, that sounds...
It's sort of it's a hybrid in between coach and business class for those folks that can't really afford $4,500, but want to have a little bit more.
Yeah.
That would be a little bit more comfort. And all the airlines tend to have it. Both United and American Airlines have premium economy. And you can also get British Airways or a couple other of the international carriers also have premium economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very, very healthy. Helpful. I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. We got a Facebook question from Marita who says, I noticed American Airlines dropping its prices. How do you know if they will continue this drop with, you know, predicted coming drop in gas prices?
Yeah, so the airlines haven't really been dropping their prices that much as part of this windfall they're getting with the gasoline prices, which is basically a windfall of billions of dollars for domestic airlines. So probably what she's seeing is the sort of natural price drop that occurs this time of year outside the holidays. You have a dead zone the first 2 weeks in December, the last 3 weeks in January, and the first couple weeks in February, which are the cheapest time to fly all year round. And so all the airlines, it's a little bit slower time, although airlines in the first 9 months of this year have had record load, what they call load factors, which is how many people are on their aircraft. So, and that's a record since before 9/11.
And especially with the harsh and early arrival of winter in Wisconsin, this question from someone. I'm guessing that there are a lot of people looking for a dose of warmth. Are there some nice but less expensive warm weather destinations to think about?
Sure. And you can divide them up into sort of four different places out of the Northwest. Certainly, you can go to Southern California. That's one. You have also you have Mexico beaches. You have Southern Florida, and then you have the Caribbean. So as far as, you know, price points are concerned, your cheapest out of sort of the Wisconsin area is going to be San Diego, for example. It can be a little cool, though. You got to be careful. And then your second cheapest would be Southern Florida, then the Mexico beaches, and then the most expensive would be the Caribbean. And certainly the most expensive is if you wanted to head out to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. A lot of people would like to go there. Here's an interesting question just at the end here. Mark in Racine wonders if the duty-free shops ever are a good deal. I tend to think they merely are ways to separate fools from their money.
The duty-free shops tend to be very good deals for people that live in Europe and have these massive VAT taxes. For people here in the U.S., it's typically not that great of a deal. You can find some deals on certain products, but in general, it's a great deal if you happen to be in Europe and you're European and you're going through there. For Americans, it's not usually that great of a deal.
Well, I tell you what, Rick, it is always a great pleasure to have you come by, and I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping you'll come back and be with
sure,
us again.
Sure, anytime, Larry.
Rick Cini is the CEO and founder of FareCompare.com. It's a really interesting organization. You can go to FareCompare.com if you're planning to go on a trip, for example. Down the road, you can let them know online about your trip, and they'll send you alerts when there are price changes coming down the road. So it's worth taking a look. Decide for yourself, of course, but it's FareCompare.com. That's the name of the organization that Rick heads up, CEO and of FareCompare.com. He's often on, you may see him on ABC and CBS and some of the other networks. So great to have him along. He'll be back in probably about a month, and we'll do this all over again with him. Just taking a look ahead, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking with the author of a new book, and this book celebrates the culture and history of deer hunting in Wisconsin, and it's called Blaze Orange. And I'm going to be visiting with the photographer and author of this particular book about the photos and how he went about getting those photos, and really some fascinating shots that he has in the book. Also, Gary Enberg joins us again. He's going to be talking about the deer hunting season and has some advice. And of course, he'll be answering your questions about that upcoming season. So we'll look forward to Gary's visit as well. And I want to thank you all for listening. There's lots more in store. So please stay with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.